Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. Ted Parrish. Bill Lako. This is Money Talks.
Well, one of the two are here.
Yeah, what, are you Twain or what?
Chopped liver.
Chopped liver.
I guess so.
Liver and onions.
All you people there, wake up. Got another question for you here. Brent from Kennesaw. I'm in the process of working with a new CPA this year, and she mentioned my wife, who's a stay-at-home mom, could make an IRA contribution based off my compensation. Bill?
Yes.
That's just that simple.
It is.
So
I know, we make it very complicated. Here's the deal. So now we didn't say whether or not it was deductible, but whether or not you can contribute. So if I have a stay-at-home spouse and I earn more than $11,000, then...
I hope you earn more than $11,000
well,
than your stay-at-home spouse.
You know. Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, at the end of the day, right now, if you're under 50, you can contribute $5,500 to an IRA times two is
$11,000.
Yeah. So you have to make
both
more.
Both tax deductible?
Nope. I didn't say that. Just making the contribution.
Right. Yours would be?
Mm-mm.
No.
We're not discussing deductibility for an IRA right now. The question was,
okay, gotcha.
Can I make
can
a spousal contribution?
Right. The answer is yes.
Yes. As long as you make over $11,000.
Okay.
It's not a problem doing it.
Is there another thing we should add to that?
Well, whether or not it's deductible is going to be dependent upon your adjusted gross income, which is a whole nother kettle of fish.
Well, if I make $25,000 and I put $5,500 into two people's...
Well, if you make under $25,000, then yes, it will be deductible.
So when do I have to start worrying about this? When I make 50?
About over, if you're married, filing joint over about
$188,000.
Mm-hmm. Assuming you contribute to your 401k.
Folks,
this
year, it's $191,000.
Folks, everything is difficult because of the government. I would say that if you're a normal person who makes less than $100,000 a year, you can contribute to your IRA and to a spousal IRA, and both would probably be deductible. Would you say in most cases, Bill, that's the case? In most?
Most.
Thank you very much. All right. I got a question from Tricia Matthew in Ackworth. We are considering buying shares of Ecolab, Inc. Would this be okay to hold, or do you prefer something else? Troy?
Yeah, I think Ecolab would probably be a pretty decent purchase. It's in case you don't know, the company supplies the hotel and restaurant industries and maybe even some healthcare facilities with cleaning, sanitation, and that sort of supplies. So even when there was a downturn in 2008, we saw that this business continued to grow earnings. It's kind of recession-proof, somewhat a staple-like business.
It's a little more than that in the sense that I happen to know this because one of our clients worked Ecolab for years,
mm-hmm.
is that these are the kind of guys who will come in and purchase the equipment for your kitchen and set it up and everything else like that.
Yep.
Where the thing is they're going to give you the stuff, the cleaning, the soaps, et cetera, and stuff like that. It really is a pretty good operation all the way around.
Yeah. The only drawback might be that it's a little bit pricey. I think it's up about 40% over the past 12 months, but it's still a solid business.
It seems to always be a little pricey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it stays about that way. And I think it's because of the staple-like nature of it. If you look at consumer staples right now, we've got the same thing. The dividend about a 1% dividend yield.
Yeah, so it's not a dividend play more.
It's just earnings growth, right. But decent business.
Yeah, so it's okay to buy it.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not a short-term play. It's something you want to buy.
Yeah, it's a long-term hold. Right?
Okay. Philip from Woodstock, Bill, will my pension affect my Social Security benefit?
Could be.
Oh, don't give me this.
I think he told you that he couldn't give you answers right now. So
don't give me anything like that.
All right. Well, so if you have a pension offset or what they will call a windfall elimination provision, then the answer is yes. So what does that mean?
Hold
if
on,
you
hold.
if you are going to get a government pension where you didn't pay into Social Security, then yes, they're going to offset your Social Security benefits.
Yeah, but I'm saying, for example, I have a pension from the state of Georgia.
And you still paid in.
And I paid into that, so, and I paid into right. Social Security.
So therein lies the key. If you pay into Social Security, there are some retirement plans. I think the railroad used to be.
So if you work for the federal government, basically, or the railroads.
Well, yes, probably.
But for most people.
This will not be an
so, impact. For example, if I was in the Army for 20 years and I retired, I took a job somewhere else, and I paid in Social Security for 10 years, 40 quarters.
Yeah, well, that would be, and I'm not sure how it works in the Army off the top of my head, but that would probably fall into the windfall elimination provision, because if you get a pension from the government where you didn't have to, your wages never went to Social Security, and you still paid in at another job, then that's what they call the windfall elimination provision. They will reduce your overall Social Security.
Oh, what a screwdriver.
It happens.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
All right. Hugh from Monroe.
But I can't even give you the calculation. I've been reading it here, and I can't even do the math. No, so you just actually, I will tell you one decent website, and maybe they should have had the Social Security Administration do the healthcare.gov website.
Right.
Because they can, because their website's actually pretty good.
It works.
It does work.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
So. Well, give them the website.
It's socialsecurity.gov.
There you go. That's okay. What I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Hugh from Monroe. I know I'll get ribbed for being so morbid, but I'm looking at Service End National Corp and Stone Manor Partners LP. Yes, cemeteries. Which one is a better buy? Now, remember, we're all going to die.
Well, yeah, but these days we're living a whole lot longer, so maybe it'll take longer to fill up that cemetery. We have looked over these
things. It's a growing business.
Well, I don't think it's...
No? No?
This is a little difficult to answer, is it?
No, it's not.
As you can tell.
Go ahead. Give me your answer.
All right. Both companies are very similar. Service Corp is the larger of the two, both operate, obviously, in North America. Neither one meet our investment criteria, but Service Corp has positive earnings and has grown the bottom line.
They're not high enough quality?
Exactly, yeah. The quality parameters for financial strength and safety
don't meet.
Right, neither one of them.
So we view these as a bit of a spec.
Yeah, they're going to be more speculative. Service Corp actually has a lot more services, including funeral planning, so they operate flower shops and limousine services. When it comes right down to it, the bottom line is Service International is expected to grow 13% annually for the next 5 years, while Stonemore Partners has lost money in all of in 11 rather of its last 16 quarters. So it just really doesn't look like that.
Well, we don't want to mess around with Stonemore.
Stonemore, exactly.
Okay. So Service International is making money,
right?
But they own flower shops.
It's basically funeral planning. Like I say, it's not just the cemeteries. They do have.
They make the clothes for the dead people.
I don't know. You could buy a cheap suit there and just have a back.
They have the backs
right?
open, so
right?
You don't have to finish,
you know? It makes it easier to dress them.
They'll let out.
Gene's now being flogged.
They'll let out all my coats. And yes. I die. They'll say which one. Do you think you'll look best?
I just want to point out that you are 74 now.
I know. So I can laugh at this with a reasonable amount of humor.
All right. So if you're going to speculate.
Don't buy either one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.